a little perfume, squirt, 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 a little hairspray, not too much, not too much. New shoes, oh yeah, it's all about the shoes. Smile big, be nice. There, I do believe I just made myself irresistible.
Yeah.
You know, I've noticed a few things we all have in common. We love ice cream, we like a good back rub, and we love feeling loved by others. Now, if you don't like ice cream, there may be no hope for you. Now, about this feeling loved, how do you win love from others? Show them your charm, your juggling skills, your bank balance. What is it that wins love? Them sexy britches or that fancy car? Think about that one friend of yours, you know, the friend that everyone wants to be friends with. We all have one of those friends. Now, let me take a guess. That one friend isn't needy. They don't need anything from you. You don't have to perform for them, and you never feel like they're above you or they want to take anything from you. Being around them is just easy and inviting, right? So where does that come from? How is it that some folks are needy like a leech, and other folks are just cool cucumbers who just love you? The answer's simple, almost too simple. The answer is in your being okay with you. In short, people love you when you love yourself. It sounds almost crazy, doesn't it? The more okay you are with you, the more okay others are with you. Because, okay, are you ready for this one? Because you're okay with them.
Ooh.
Wow, this is getting out of hand. Let me simplify it. When I'm okay with me, I naturally am okay with you. Because I don't need you to be anything other than yourself. So I can love you for exactly who you are. And when you feel that acceptance from me, you don't feel like I'm trying to take anything from you. I exude an energy of giving, not taking. Now, how could you not go goo-goo over that?
I know that's right.
I reckon the bottom line is this. We're goo-goo over those who are goo-goo over themselves. Boy, oh boy, this is getting gooey. But how, you might be asking, how does one be okay with themselves? Now, here's my take. For me personally, when I mess up, I remember this. God is quite fond of me. Even in my mess-ups, He crafted me in His image. I'm His child. I'm loved by the Creator of the entire universe.
Yeah.
Holy cow! Now, when you can wrap your brain knuckles around the meaning of what I just said, how could you possibly not be okay with yourself? How can you not see yourself as a worthy, precious creation? And that's what you are. And as you relax and truly become okay with you, you'll notice yourself being hunky-dory okay with those folks around you. Oh boy, and here's the cherry on top. You ready? When you're okay with yourself, you're free to be your authentic, no-fake self.
Ooh.
And let me tell you, mister, there is no better perfume on the market. Your energy of contentment lures folks like flies on a cow pack. Now go be yourself. Nobody, and I mean nobody, does you better. This is Rob, and this is love and encouragement from my little old family to yours. Now go make this day count.